Blog Talk Radio.
Robert.
This is your announcer, Chuck Flagg. Hold on to your cock and balls, and be prepared to have your brain blown out of your cranium with 2 hours of hot molten fucking metal. It's time for the Metal Injection Livecast, brought to you by MetalInjection.net.
Hi.
You're right. Let's just pretend that never happened and just start the show over. I agree.
I never.
This is your announcer, Chuck Flagg. Hold on to your cock and balls, and be prepared to have your brain blown out of your cranium with 2 hours of hot molten fucking metal. It's time for the Metal Injection Livecast, brought to you by MetalInjection.net.
Yes, y'all. It's another one.
Or something.
What?
I don't know. I was trying to make a Biggie reference and I failed.
That was really bad.
Oh.
And you made your voice go like all high pitch for no good reason. Also. Why? More giddy.
We have a special guest today eating salt penis.
It's the best kind of penis.
Yeah, but what's our guest doing? Oh, because that's
okay,
a duo.
Darren. Okay.
All right. Didn't quite go where I wanted.
Not salted, pickled.
Wait, Noah, you like pickled penis?
The ska band, right?
Oh my god.
Noah used to love ska. In high school, she was all about ska.
You
couldn't get the fucking Boston CDs out of her hand.
That's not true, but I did. I did go to see ska shows at the temple where you worked.
Temple.
We didn't have ska shows. Did we have ska shows?
Yes, you did. Yes.
Not specifically ska shows. There was like maybe one or two, but we never had like an all ska show, as far as I recall.
Who asked you, Sid?
You want to explain what the temple is for anyone that's in the dark?
Yes. Me and a couple of friends of mine booked punk shows out of a Jewish temple in Brooklyn for the kids. Because we cared about the kids and finger banging them. But we didn't really get to do much finger banging.
All right, great.
Rob sold soda there.
Oh, yeah.
Money.
That's how Rob started his career.
Yeah.
That's how...
It's funny, I get comments on YouTube pages like, this guy sold soda at this place I went to see.
Well, you would scream at the top of your lungs between every song, soda! Everybody buy some soda!
No, I had rhymes. I had rhymes.
What were the rhymes? Let's hear them.
I don't remember it. I'm too stoned. Speaking of stoned, a terrible transition, but we're trying out something new on this edition of the livecast.
Yeah.
We have the Metal Injection Live Chat. And basically, if you listen live, and, you know, some people are afraid to call in, I don't know, because we're intimidating or something.
It's on the Metal Injection page?
Yes, Noah. That's how technologically advanced we are.
That's how new this technology is that we don't even know about it.
If you're listening live, we have a few people listening live in the chat room. I see Groban. I see.
Well, how do we know they're
Shinobi?
Listening?
Wow.
We don't know that they're listening.
Well, I mean, they could just be in the chat room.
We
That's
have to
true.
Enter our age.
Okay. By the way,
we get to find out how old Noah is finally. Oh, you're pretty young.
It doesn't display.
I'm pretty old.
No.
Well,
it's just for legal purposes.
But Paul Masvidal is actually in the chat room right now.
So unbelievable.
He's hitting on underage boys. Oh, he really is. I thought you were kidding. Look at that. He's really
yeah.
in there.
Yeah, there he is.
Rob directing everyone to listen.
These motherfuckers.
We don't have to give a play-by-play of the chat. That's not what the show is about.
Half of them don't even know that there's a show going on. Like, what? What are we listening to?
Douchebag.
There's a show?
You can also give us a call, although I'm not sure if we could see the switchboard because someone is preoccupied with chatting.
No, there's no one calling. Okay.
But
make sure
our
you send
is...
us a message on the live chat and tell us that you're calling. So
yeah,
we
let's be professional
over.
About it. You know, the crazy thing about computers is if you resize Windows, you can have two things up at once.
A lot of people don't know that. Yeah.
But our phone number is 646-929-1357. I hope I gave that the right number. Not my personal phone number again.
Which you've done.
That's
good.
Give us a call. And other
can
I don't
just
know.
Not do
so,
the show and just go on this live chat? This is amazing.
Everyone just seems to be really distracted by this chat.
I'm not.
I'm facing the other way, so yeah. I can't see shit.
But
can I just set the scene here? We have our little setup, and then there's a 52-inch monitor. I'm not making this up. This is true. There's a 52-inch monitor where we do the switchboard and all the
switch-tick.
All the like we record the show on the computer, and it's up on the screen. And then right in the middle of everything is the Meebo chat. Everyone's staring at the high-definition Meebo chat. Which is hilarious. No one's even paying attention to the show right now.
I'm paying attention to your face.
Could you
well,
take a music break already?
Who can play?
So you can just chat?
By the way, Noah's booty buddy says, Sid, I want your babies.
Is Noah, wait, what?
I think Sid has a booty buddy now.
Is Noah's booty buddy a man or a woman?
No, you can answer that if you call in, Noah's booty buddy.
646-929-1357. And why are you
mother,
still talking
so
now?
That means it's a female. How old are you, Noah's booty buddy?
You got to call in.
Where
we
do
can't,
you live? Yeah, call in.
We can't do this back and forth with the chat, unfortunately. Although I'd like Noah's would certainly like to do that. But
I like that one person's username is just hey.
Hey. We have to like do things on the show. So if you want to interact with us, call in.
Great. Yeah. Darren's getting angry.
No, I'm not. I'm getting angry. I'm perfectly happy.
No, I know. You got to keep it.
Bitch. But, what's the thing with what do you want to lead off with? Because it's a bunch of shit.
Well, I don't know what I want to lead off with.
How about the Mustaine thing?
Okay, yeah.
I thought that was hilarious.
We could definitely pull that up.
Mustaine talking shit again.
No,
the elder statesman, that's what they do.
But I think he's just let's read the story first, and then I'll give my thoughts on it. But I do have to say that I feel he's sort of staging a lot of this stuff. Like, he can't be that fucked up, right? Like, out of touch?
No,
I think he's pretty out of touch.
But maybe he knows that, but he's expanding on it, because, I mean, some of this shit is outrageous, though.
You're outrageous.
That joke never
gets
old.
That's Rob's comeback when he's not listening to what the person is saying.
Your Rob's comeback when he's not... Oh. What? No. I definitely think he's that crazy because...
Well, we should say what it is first.
All right. So, basically, in the middle of typing to the livecast people. Yeah, this chat might be the worst idea we've ever had. But,
that's a good idea, but we should pay
attention. Telling Noah about it was the worst idea.
Yeah.
Noah just got transported back to 1996. She's on AOL chat.
ASL, Noah. ASL.
ASL.
She's actually doing it.
ASL and Noah's case.
Anyway, so Mustaine was talking about when Metallica was inducted and how he was...
To
the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And he was talking about how Lars was telling him that he invited him as a guest and that...
I don't like how Rob is reporting on this. There's too many
us. Could any one of the rest of us...
Anyway, so he said that if you were... he said that Lars said, if you were on the record, you got inducted. If you weren't on the record, you didn't. And would I come along? No, your typing is really distracting me. Could you stop typing? Got mad that you swam that.
Got mad that you're a Saudi?
Oh, yes.
Two inside.
Okay, so anyway. David Stein basically said that Lars said he wasn't on the record and he couldn't be inducted, but he could come as a guest.
So then he goes, well, my names are all over the songs and writing credits.
Yeah. the 52-inch screen. Now we can't even see if we have columns.
This is the price you pay, Noah. See, you can't stop playing with chat. We don't get callers.
So yeah, that was the story. And then, yeah, David Stan went to... And then he goes, bottom line is, I'm going to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame one way or another, and he can't keep me out. When I do, I'm going to ask him to induct us, and I'm going to give eggs to everyone in the front row.
I'm going to buy a ticket and get into the Hall of Fame. You can't stop me from that.
So he is not on any Metallica CD in any way, shape, or form.
Only that he wrote songs that are on them.
Yeah.
On which?
On the first album.
Well, the second one, too.
One song on the second one.
Yeah. What did he write on the second
one? The Ride of Life, right?
Yeah.
I think. But I mean,
full writing credits or partial?
He had full writing credits. Oh, no, well, partial writing credits on every song on the first album. And one credit on the second album.
I don't know.
I think he should, you know, he's, let's put it this way. They, you know, whoever it was, Metallica's PR guy, goes like, well, there has to be a cutoff point. You know, you can't invite every guy who mixed the album. And, you know, yeah. There were like 100 guys in the band in the beginning. But I don't feel that's fair.
Is he
going
to be there?
Yeah, he was there. It's already happened.
Oh.
Yeah.
Then why are they talking about it now?
Because Dave Mustaine has nothing better to do, and he just talks shit.
Well, he's interviewed in the new issue of Metal Hammer, because he has a new album coming out.
Right.
With that song, Head Crusher.
My point is, like, is Dave Mustaine really equal to, like, the guys that were in the band for 5 minutes and then got kicked out?
Or, yeah, no, he's a founding member of the band.
Yeah, I think he's one notch above that. Plus,
yeah.
he has a famous rift with them, so it would have been nice if he came. They just didn't want him there,
yeah.
and they're not admitting it. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Cause they're a bunch of
but at the same time, he did have a tour booked at the
what
time.
What they should
in
have
England.
Done was been like, Dave Mustaine can't be here with us tonight, but we have this clip of him from Some Kind of Monster.
Yeah.
And then just play that. And it's like, all right, you were here, and you just got really embarrassed.
We have some callers on the line. Let's start with 217. You're on the Zach Beats hotline. How do you feel about Dave Mustaine? You're going to have to lower your speakers.
Hello?
Okay,
speak
back in.
Hello.
Funny, whatever we were saying.
All right, now we're going to go to the second caller. Hopefully it's a little better. 843, you are live on the Zach Beats hotline. What is your name or alias?
My name is Dalton.
Hi, Dalton.
Oh, that's not funny.
What did you say?
He said Dalton.
Oh, Dalton. I swear to God, I thought you said Dolphin. I wasn't making funny. I swear to God, I'm
Can
not lying.
Can we call you Dolphin?
No.
Can we call you Dalton the Dolphin?
Can we call you Dolphin?
Just Dalton's
cool.
Okay.
All right, Dalton's okay. Cool. So what's up, Dalton? How do you feel about Mustaine and his importance to Metallica?
I think he needs to just drop it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's getting kind of old.
Kind of.
Well, they're all old. That's like kind of beside the point. It's just that, you know, you've had, what, 25 to 30 years now to get over this?
Yeah.
I mean, you're rich. You're successful, relatively speaking. He's had gold platinum records.
Has he had platinum records?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, Countdown, I think, is platinum.
He has really nice hair.
I mean,
he had sex with Noah.
My dreams.
And basically, everyone that pays attention to metal and cares about it thinks that he's a better musician than they are, and he's held up. You know, so what's the problem?
Wait, hold on. Who is the? Do you have some Cash Money millionaires over your house? What's going on over there?
Nothing really.
Have you kidnapped some people and you're like taking a break from like killing them by listening to us and they're trying to get out?
That's what I do on my Fridays.
Where are you from?
Somerville, South Carolina.
But like what street do you live on?
We need to know where to send the authorities.
I don't remember what street I live on.
What is that?
You know what? He kidnapped a dolphin. It all makes sense. He keeps got a dolphin in his in his bathtub.
Right now. I don't have a dolphin in my bathtub.
Leave the dolphin alone!
They're endangered!
What does a dolphin do to you?
He just wanted a tuna fish sandwich and he got some caught in the net. He got some dolphin meat.
Oh my god! Oh. Well, thank you for calling in and giving us that fantastic little giggle. Some good giggling. Give us some status updates on your dolphin as the night progresses.
Okay.
Good. That's a good story to have for when the authorities come. I have to call you that.
One squawk for goodbye.
You too can give us a call, and we'll make up some retarded story about why you're calling in by dialing 646-929-1357. And
really, the point with Dave Mustaine, though, before we wrap that up, is that, you know, he basically has everything that Metallica has except, like, 40,000 10-year-old girls.
And lots of money.
Not
nearly
money.
As much as them.
But at that point, like, if you have $100 million versus $1 billion,
is there a Megadeth Guitar Hero game?
But I'll say there's an 8-bit. Yeah. I will say one thing though. He basically has like 90% of Megadeth's money. Metallica has to split it four ways.
Yeah, but they have way more money to split anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have another caller on the Zach Beats Hotline. I think this is 217 again, trying to get through. Maybe we got some good luck this time. 217. Name or alias?
What's up? This is Joe.
What's up, Joe? Where are you calling from? Are you calling from
Lombard,
airport,
Illinois? Hangar?
Oh.
Right.
Oh.
Is that near Rockford?
Yeah.
Before you say anything, are there any dolphins in the vicinity?
No.
Okay, good.
Have you ever met Zach Beats? He lives in Rockford, one of our biggest fans.
I looked him up on Facebook. Couldn't find him.
I found him.
We found him pretty easily, yeah.
Did I add him? I don't remember if I sent him an ad. I don't think I did. I wanted to give him a space.
You didn't want to seem like a stalker. So.
Yeah.
This is the only show that stalks the audience.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
You just want to be a friend, guys. Come on.
So it's like, I need someone to be my MySpace friend, please.
MySpace?
I'm sorry,
MySpace.
Facebook.
That's what
I
am.
Beats on Friendster.
Really?
No.
Found them on Prodigy.
So, Joe, you said you live in Illinois.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a KFCs in Illinois?
Yeah, some. Popeyes are better, though.
Popeyes is the best.
They have jambalaya.
Do you have Jack in the Box?
No, not really.
Oh.
What about Sonic?
Actually.
Do you have Sonics?
Yeah, actually.
Oh. My God. Have you ever gone there?
No.
This is not Sonic Injection. This is metal
injection.
I love
the fact that, like, callers call in, and they might have, like, an agenda and a reason to call, but we never let them get to it because you just start shooting questions at them.
Do you have an agenda?
And then
do
we
you
hang
have something
up on
to ask
us?
Yeah,
what's I up? Did, actually.
Oh,
I was wondering if you were ever going to, like, put the show, the podcast, in video or anything.
No.
Well, not, like, not in general, but I had an idea that we should do that for one special show.
Yeah.
And
the naked show?
And
the naked episode?
Well, we're not going to reveal it just yet, but we're cooking up an episode. One, like Dan said, a special one, where it would be video. But for the most part, this is going to be an audio podcast. Cause,
you don't want to see most of us.
Yeah.
Well, we'll just
You'd
put
like
the camera,
plus
camera
actually,
on Noah.
I actually do this podcast wearing an iPad, well, two eye patches to make sure that I don't see what these guys look like.
And so you don't get hit in the eye when we do a circle jerk around you.
Oh, yeah, that's you.
But the kicker, though, is that she wears two eye patches, but nothing else. She's totally naked, except for two eye patches.
The truth is, though, that it's really hard to get the audio rights for some of the special guests that we have, like JCVD and Dave Mustaine. And if we wanted to have them on video, it would be so outrageously expensive.
It's too many release forms.
Yeah, we can't afford that. We're kind of like a small website. We're kind of big, but, you know, in the grand scheme of things, we're not that big. You know what I mean, Joe? You got me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
You still with Jeremy?
Yeah, I'm still here.
So,
I'm sorry, guys.
No, go ahead, Dan.
By the way, Noah's Booty Buddy in the chat room says that Sid and Noah should have chicken gravy and mashed potatoes poured all over each other and they can press together.
I'm really curious who this Noah's Booty Buddy is.
All right, it's me. You caught me. No, no, no. It's not.
They said they were at work before. Who's at work at this hour? What kind of job do you have?
Security guard?
Yeah. What the hell is this?
Drive-thru?
Wow, what a job. Do you get to listen to the live
show? Are you Marshall Warfield in Night Court? You working the midnight shift?
Joe, you picking up on that reference, Joe?
You and I got that. That's it. Oh, maybe Rob. Rob, you get it?
I know.
What do you
Noah?
Know
I got that. I remember Night Court.
You remember Night Court, Joe?
No, I don't know what you're talking
How
about.
How old are you,
Joe? 17.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
That would explain it.
You weren't even born.
Get the DVDs. Get the DVDs.
Fantastic show. Fantastic show.
Why, what is it?
It's a show about a court that happens at night. The fuck?
it was an 80s situation comedy about just like a court that had like, you know, quick cases, like parking tickets, and this is the theme of it. And there were all these situations, like the prosecutor had a crush on the defense attorney.
Everyone was sassy.
Yeah, there were a lot of one-liners.
Funny.
It was this is very 80s.
It sounds horrible.
Hey, how about you sound horrible,
Wait,
huh?
You were born in the 90s, though, right? You weren't even born in the 80s. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Joe?
You
don't even know what the 80s is about. Wow.
Apparently this went on into the 90s, though. 92 was the last year.
That doesn't count. Joe, were you around the 92?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Holy shit. I was going to say, I graduated high school in 92.
Uh-oh.
I do feel old.
No, what were you going to say, Joe?
I was wondering if I could request a song.
If it's the next song we're going to play, sure, you could request it. No, go ahead. Sure.
Can you play some Mayhem?
Some Mayhem? I don't know if I even have Mayhem.
We may. Mayhem.
No, I don't have any Mayhem.
Oh.
I'm such a pro.
Why don't we just play it off YouTube?
No, that's fine. Sorry, dude.
All right, sorry. We totally disappointed you this time. Try again later.
See, we like to pretend this is a metal podcast, but nobody here really likes actual metal. They just pretend.
I'm not really that.
It's not
black
a podcast.
Metal.
It's a poser cast. It's the Metal Injection poser cast.
No, well, I'm not a poser because I don't claim.
Yeah, me neither. But Rob and Noah totally.
What?
I'm a pre-2000s metalhead. I like basically I'm not that as much as Rob is into the newer shit.
I really like the metal like pre-1970. And then post 2010, those are my two.
So before it existed and what has yet to exist.
Yes.
That's the metal.
I'm leaving the possibility open that there will eventually be a metal band that doesn't suck balls. See how open-minded I am?
We need a guy who hates metal on Metal Injection.
You know what? Somebody just made a chat there saying Rob only likes new metal. And to truth be told, when I met Rob, he did only like new metal.
You sound like my grandpa. Somebody just made a chat there. I don't know how he did it with the fingers and the thing, and it goes over the electrical cord.
Your grandpa really sounds like that. Could you have him call it next week?
It's Jackie Mason, yeah. I don't know. I typed it on the electrical TV set and the cord, and it went in the wall, and poof.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, so what? I like black metal. Sue me.
Wait, what?
Sue me. I like black metal. What? I'm
you
over
didn't
it.
Like black metal. You like
new
metal. New
metal.
Stupid.
That's what I meant.
You had one of those necklaces, like the metal balls that all the metal kids wore that I was giving you shit about.
He used to paint his fingernails black, too.
Yeah, because he liked Carson
Daly. There was a day.
Was that one day? I thought that was the general.
No, it was a day, and then my mom was like, you're an idiot. And I was like, well, hey.
Kind of.
Yeah, kind of a good point. But whatever,
your
I was
mom
like,
what
was like,
the fuck is this Linkin Park shit?
Can you tell that story about the blue hairs? Because I think
I was
hilarious.
Just going to ask.
Please
tell us.
This is a good one.
I don't
this
know if I've ever heard.
I don't have the new Red Cord e-metal. I wish I do. But
I
wish I did. Anyway, so one day I dyed my hair blue because you know I was hip at the time.
This was like the early 2000s, right?
Like late 90s, early 2000s. Joe, you still with us? Is this like crazy good radio for you?
You can hear the show better over the phone.
So I dyed my hair blue, And then my mom's, I'm trying to remember the story myself. My mom's friend called her after, because I was like, you know, I lived in a Russian neighborhood, and everybody knows each other in a Russian neighborhood, and everybody talks to each other and finds the, like, any reason to call somebody else up, because they're all bored the fuck out of their minds. And, you know, whatever, I was just walking around, and then I come home, and my mom was like, I'm so embarrassed. And they're like, why? And she's like, oh, my friend called me, and she was like, you know, oh, I saw your Robert, and I saw he has the blue hair now. Don't be offended, you know. We're friends here. I don't want to offend you, but is he the gay?
Is he the gay? And she didn't. You told me that she started giving you the "I still love you if you're gay" speech, right?
I don't.
Maybe you
I'm not gonna back that one up.
Do you remember when you got your eyebrow pierced? And how she freaked out?
No, I don't. Please.
I don't remember, but like it was all part of the whole gay thing.
Well, you told us on the air. Maybe you were embellishing it a little on our old show.
Perhaps.
Show.
But I mean, anything that was like rebellious, my mom just assumed it was gay.
Robert, we are your parents. We will still love you. If you are the faggot.
See, but if your mom was more up on pop culture, she'd realize it wasn't rebellious at all. You were just being the complete conformist, like everybody else.
I guess.
In your age group.
Sid, you're just jealous that in high school you didn't have hair to color blue.
I actually did have hair, and I have a similar, not similar, but sort of similar story of Russian people not allowing hair coloring.
Go on.
I was staying at my aunt's house one summer because my room was getting painted all summer and renovated. So I was living with my aunt and uncle.
Did that really take a whole summer? Or did they
I was
get
like,
rid of you?
Fuck it. They have a private house. I'm going to stay there for the summer. So this shitty apartment. Take your time. And I wanted to color my hair. I was big into Green Day then, and they colored their hair, and it was all punk rock. So I wanted to color my hair. And she's like, I will kick you out of my house. If you even bring the dye into the house,
wow,
you will be kicked out. I will not have any homosexuals in my house. And I'm like, but I'm not gay. She's like, if you color your hair, you're gay.
You know what's really weird, though? What? Like, every old Russian lady that I see in my neighborhood has purple hair.
Yeah.
Because it's this woman.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah.
They look like that old lady from Are You Being Served when she had purple hair.
And Green Day is punk, no, it's pretty buddy.
Joe, did you ever color your hair, Joe, if you're still there?
No, I didn't color my hair. I'm straight.
Do you think that's kind of faggy? Do you think that's kind of gay?
Yeah.
What about if a girl does it?
No, that's not gay.
Listen, Rob was not gay because he colored his hair, okay? It's because he sucks cocks.
Yeah.
Thanks, Darren.
I got your back, buddy.
Wait a minute. Right, well, thanks for calling in, Joe.
Yeah, thanks for hanging out.
You can hear us talk about how our parents think we're gay while waiting on the line by dialing up 646-929-1357. Now, anyway, I was talking about KFC earlier because, Darren, you found something, or Sid, you found something?
Sid did.
Yes.
What did you find, Sid?
I found a thing about a new product that they're selling in certain markets.
What's the product?
It's a sandwich. It's a new type of sandwich.
I don't even think you could fairly call it a sandwich, can you?
I think they're calling it the double down, I think.
So what is it?
Doesn't a sandwich imply bread?
There's breading.
Well, let's explain
what it is.
So, okay, the meat of the sandwich, you have bacon, you have cheese, and you have, like, their special, like, white gravy. And now instead of buns, you get two slabs of breaded chicken breast as the bun. So you get the chicken.
Ironically, the meat of the sandwich, and you said, and then the meat of the bun is the meat too.
Yeah, pretty much.
But
and I think they're only selling it right now in Nebraska and Delaware.
I think Rhode Island.
Delaware, Rhode Island, same thing.
You think they call it the double down because it's like, all right, you're already fat. Fuck it. Just double down.
And then kill yourself.
Just,
yeah.
just pretty much KFC, it. I just read, is going to be releasing a new line of coffins. And
made out of chicken?
No, the thing is, when you buy these double downs, you get like a ticket. And every time you buy a double down, you get stamped. And if you're able to eat 30 double downs, you get a free casket from KFC, because that's where you're headed, buddy.
You get national health care.
But if you die, but like on the 29th one, you don't get the...
No, yeah, it's a challenge.
But then you get to die in a delicious way, so... And they'll be, instead of a casket, they'll bury you between two slabs of fried chicken. That'll be your casket.
And wrap you in bacon and cheese.
You are the sandwich.
Yeah, so if anyone lives by a KFC that has one of these, please buy a few, mail them to us, come to the Metal Injection Studios. We want to do a live casting of like the eating of it, like a play-by-play.
We can make our own.
I'm going to eat it. I'm not really interested.
I'll eat it.
Okay.
I'll eat it.
Well, we should be like the Food Network guys. Just go around eating disgusting shit all day and getting paid for it.
We'll call the show.
No Yoko, no request, so we should go back to talking about Night Court or 227.
227 was good. I remember Jack Hay.
I don't know that.
I don't. I mean, I've never seen it when I was a kid, but I know of it now.
This is like the obscure, 90s
this
TV show.
This is must-see TV. These were big programs on the NBC.
I love 227, but I think you and I are the only ones who ever saw it.
All right, we got another caller on the Zach B. Hotline, 405. You are online. What's up?
What's up?
Who is this?
This is Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hello, Larry.
How are you?
What's up? What's up, dude?
Where are you calling from?
Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Oh, wow.
So what's on your mind?
Fucking just seen this shit on MySpace, so I gave it a call.
Oh, I see. Well, you know, you don't need to curse. I mean, this is a family-friendly show.
What? No, man, you can curse as much as you want. Stop fucking cursing. What's wrong
with
you?
We talk about shitting on each other, of course.
Anyway, hold on. Is this I Wrestled a Bear once? Is this who we're interviewing?
Or who is being interviewed? Yeah, sure.
We can't see your computer, right?
I can't see you, man.
What do you mean?
You're
you
just
can't?
Not looking hard
we're,
enough.
We're right there, bro.
I can't find it.
Are you wearing a black shirt?
Yeah, actually. No, it's brown. Brown. Brown.
Well, it's dark in your
yeah,
room.
It's dark, yeah.
It's kind of dark.
No, dude. You can't see what I'm wearing?
No. Oh, I can't.
You can't see what Noah's wearing?
Not wearing.
Does your shirt have a dick on it?
Does she have a dick? Not yet. Well, let me tell you. All
right. Are you feeling all right, dude? I don't understand. You're looking at what? Our MySpace page?
Yeah.
Or what?
Yeah.
Have all you right. ever met
the metal? The Metal Injection. The Metal Injection MySpace page. I just seen the fucking... The update, man.
And with the cursing.
Let him curse. You're not cursing enough. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's what I'm complaining about. No, there,
this isn't on air, right?
This is totally on air.
No, it's not.
I mean, Rob.
We'll edit this off.
Hold
we'll
on, take him off air. Let's now. All right, now you're off air. All right, we're talking to you now. Off the air.
Yeah. So
go to music break.
Let's do real shit now.
Yeah, we're gonna go to music break.
Hold on.
So yeah.
Play a song. This out. Hold on, we'll have a music break and then we'll take you off the air. All right, we'll be right back. All right, let's talk to this guy off the air.
Okay, yeah, the music's on.
All right.
Hey, is that Caitlin? Is that who that is?
What?
That's Sid.
Who's Caitlin? What
That's
are you
Rob.
Talking about?
So, yeah, what were you...
Hold on, Metal. What?
There's fucking party going on over there.
Eat my ass.
Did someone just say eat my ass?
Who are you? Who's in the room with you? Who's in the room? All right,
we're gonna have to cut this off. It's getting a little too random.
I'm gonna get into that guy's madness.
Well, though. We have another caller on the Zach Beats hotline. 978, you are on the air.
What's up?
That works for you. What's your name or alias?
My name, Tyler.
Hello, Tyler.
Hi, Tyler.
Hey, Tyler.
What's up?
What's on your mind, Tyler?
Nothing. Bored. I'm going right back to school.
That sucks.
Okay. Okay, what school do you go to?
Tyler, you watch 227?
Oh, Jesus. No, he doesn't. What school do you go
227.
To?
Ah, never mind.
The number. Please ride home. You're never alone.
Tyler, no, but seriously, you're calling into the cast. I'm sorry. Did you say where you were from?
Massachusetts.
Oh, Massachusetts. Nice, dude. So what's up? What's going on? Why are you calling the cast?
I have no idea. I can't find any other, like, callers, and everyone's talking about, like, gay shit, like politics. I don't care.
Politics?
Well, leave the gays out of the politics. I mean, especially Massachusetts must be so gay up there, right, with the marriages.
Yeah,
and the...
I agree. I'm going to kill all of them.
You don't think that gives
no.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
Well, why would you kill all of them?
I don't like it. God made it so penis and vagina, not penis and penis.
Wait, say this again?
That's hot.
I said God made it penis and vagina.
So you believe in God?
But God
yes,
also
sir.
Made an anus, and you could put a penis in an anus.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily have to be a male anus.
Poop comes out of that. No good.
Why do you believe in God?
Why? Because I grew up around a church all my life. And yeah, I think there's something out there. Huh?
But and then you also like metal.
Metal?
Yeah.
I don't listen to much of it.
Oh, wait, so are you just, like, browsing Blog Talk Radio and you just decided to stumble upon our podcast?
Yeah, but usually I know people that come into broadcast rooms talking shit. I'm not like that.
That's all right. We welcome you in here. You're very
Wait, you're not like that yet. You said that you hate all the gays.
Now, can I ask a question? Like,
wouldn't that be talking shit?
Are there any, like, gays that live around? So, can I ask you something? You don't think gays should marry, right?
No.
And why? And we besides the penis and penis thing, we know that.
Yeah, that's basically why, and it's just not right. Like, I think it's just fucked up. Like,
but what do you care? What? How does it affect your life?
Because I hate homos. I don't like dudes kissing dudes. When I grew up,
you
I never saw that.
Well, like, they're not kissing
you. No, I'm not friends with one gay person.
You just don't have to rent that porn.
But I have a serious question, though. Are you gay?
Oh, Jesus.
No.
I do have a serious question, though. Why would you be... You're straight, I'm assuming, yes? You like women?
Yes. Yes.
So the more gay dudes, the more pussy for you.
Right.
Why wouldn't you want there to be even more gay people so you could have your pick of any girl you want?
That makes sense,
point.
Too.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
They're taking themselves out
Have we changed your mind? Are you for gay marriage now?
You should vote yes.
If they get married off, it'd be a sin to cheat on their husbands.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, why?
I completely hate. Like, I can't stand it.
Your mind is blown right now.
No,
don't lie.
Okay. I don't mind gay people that don't show it. Like, they don't look gay. They don't dress in like makeup.
How do you look gay?
You know.
I don't know, Rob. How do you look gay?
Looking gay. 101. Oh, Rob.
Okay.
What do you hate?
A dude wearing makeup, tie pants, sounds like a girl. And kissing
so that,
dude.
That
Jack did that, and he got millions of vaginas thrown at him.
You don't like feminine dudes, basically, is what you're saying.
Yes, exactly.
What if a dude is effeminate, but he still likes to chomp on the veg?
Yeah, we know a guy like that.
Still, I just can't stand that either. I can't stand anyone that acts like a girl, but they're a dude. It pisses me off. You're not a girl. You're not a female. You don't have a vagina. You have a penis. You don't act like you have a vagina.
Well, what if that's just the way the guy is? You know. You know what I think it is? Because we live in like where we live. You got to get on the train to go to work, and like there's 9 trillion different kind of people. There's a black guy. There's an Arabic guy. You know, there's a gay-looking guy.
Do you hate those people too?
I was about to get to that. You hate anyone else besides facts?
Besides what?
Besides gay people.
Yes.
No.
I'm not
racist. I have black friends. I have Spanish friends. I have every race of a friend. I'm not against races. I just can't stand people that act like they're a girl, but they're a dude.
How old are you?
How old am I? I am 17.
Right. Now, when you you said you go to church?
I did.
You did?
I'm gonna,
you
I'm
touched the church? Is this why you're against the gays?
Okay, that's retarded. We do have another caller, so let's put this caller on air, too.
Well, let's double down on the Zach V. Tot line. 405, what is your name or alias?
Hello.
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 Hello, 405.
What's up?
What's up, dude? Y'all hung up on me. That wasn't very cool.
Who's this?
Hello. Are y'all supposed to be talking to me?
It's the Richard Simmons Hotline. Livecast.
Richard Simmons.
Say something! Somebody fucking talk,
please. You scared one of them away. Trevor. Trevor, was that your name?
Taylor? Tyler?
Taylor?
Tyler. Tyler.
Who's name?
Tyler.
Have you
Tyler.
I hate people that mistake my name as Taylor. I'm like, no.
Oh, so you do hate someone else other than the gays.
You know why? Because Taylor's a girl sounding name.
Or maybe because
exactly.
He's a gay.
Thank you.
He keeps calling him Taylor.
Oh, is there like a gay guy stalking you, calling you Taylor?
No, there's just people like, oh, Taylor, is your name Taylor? Like, as in joking around, and
okay.
I don't take jokes very funny. I have a look at that.
I don't take jokes very funny.
Certain jokes, certain jokes. Like, if someone gives me, I'm not racist, but if someone gives me like a Jew joke, yeah, I'll laugh. If someone gives me like a blonde joke, yeah, I'll laugh.
This live cast.
Well, what's like a good Jew joke that you've heard recently?
I heard a really bad black one a few days ago that actually, like, made me want to punch him in the face.
Let's hear it.
Okay, he goes, what's the difference between a snow tire and a black person?
What?
Oh, God.
The snow tire doesn't sing when you put chains on it. And I was like, what? It's so bad.
That's why you're laughing right now.
That's not even funny. That's just racist.
I don't get it.
Oh, wait. Hey, there's a few that's funny. Okay. How do you babysit a black person, like a black baby?
Oh, my God. How?
Wait, what?
Wait.
Start the joke over.
Okay, how do you babysit a black baby?
How?
You put Velcro on the ceiling and tell him to jump.
Oh, I heard that one. That's
no, you screwed the joke up. Right?
Fail. Double fail.
I know that joke, and it's not that funny to begin with, and he told it wrong.
All right.
I
want to
hear the Jew joke. Tell the Jew joke.
You need to hear a Jew joke.
Let's go.
Jew joke.
Oh, shit. Wait, where does a black Jewish person go in the oven?
We've got to double down.
this only applies to Whoopi Goldberg, this joke. Or Sammy Davis.
Okay.
Where does a black Jew go in the oven?
Wait, why was a black Jew born in the oven?
Okay, you've never heard of when they gas, like the gas chambers, and then they would burn the Jews after?
Wait, what are you talking about? When did that happen?
What was that about?
You didn't hear about that back in, like, during the Nazi days?
When was
Who?
That?
When, like, Nazis killed Jews, they would kill, like, hundreds and hundreds of Jews.
When did this happen?
Is this recent?
No, obviously not.
Were they fags? Is that why he did that?
They're Nazis.
Is that like that game Yahtzee? Is that like a different version of the game?
No.
In all fairness,
Nazi.
The Jews were looking at them like sexually. That's why.
Did the Jews want to marry each other? Is that why the Nazis killed them?
Because then it would be right.
Just because they were different.
Like gays.
Their noses were different.
Like gays were different.
I would never kill a gay person. I just don't like them. I would never cause harm. I would never cause harm to a gay person because I would think I'm hitting a girl. That's how feminine they are around here.
Now, can I ask a question? Because, I mean, you read the Bible, right?
Yes.
The Bible says that we should kill gay people, like when they display that they're gay.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
No, that's one thing I don't agree with the Bible. I don't think killing anyone's gonna solve anything.
So I agree with you. I just think that the Bible's crazy. If you believe in one thing,
some things in it are crazy. I agree with that.
Honestly, killing is wrong usually, but in certain circumstances, like killing Native Americans, has worked out pretty good for us, I think.
Oh, come on.
I mean, honestly.
Come on!
As fucked up as it may be, we're all doing pretty great because of some Native Americans that got killed. Right? I mean, really.
Could have been even better if we didn't do that, right? Imagine.
Better how?
Yeah, because Tino's
been
everywhere.
Yeah.
We'd have our blankets back.
I already am scalped anyway. That doesn't matter.
Scalping isn't taking the hair, dummy.
Well, if you take the scalp, the hair's on top of it.
Religion Injection Livecast. I think Heavy Metal Hobo is correct.
Yeah, I think we should go into a music break.
Cheese Wheel hates me so much. I don't even know why, what I ever did to Cheese Wheel, but all they did.
Poor Jesus. Also, someone asked if I believe in God. The answer is no. No, I do not.
We do not.
By the way, Josh Groban
chat. I'm saying when I used to go to church, I believed in it, but now I'm starting to, like, not believe it.
So, yeah.
Oh, you're over it.
That's good.
Over it.
Yeah, because
that's
like
true. The more you get away from religion, the more
I highly doubt we're gonna die in 2010. That's a bullshit.
I agree. I'm pretty high myself.
That'd be pretty cool because then all the gay people would die and you didn't have to kill them. See?
Someone in our chat room wants to know if you ever kissed a girl.
Me?
Yeah.
Obviously. Who said that?
Go in the chat room. You can argue with
that. I fucked a girl. Obviously,
because,
I didn't like it because that's why I'm gay. Not really.
No, did
why
she
would you
like
ask me?
I asked
yeah?
if she liked.
No. She was a lesbian. She didn't like it. You're asking me like questions like what's 1 plus 1? Four.
Well, listen. The point the guy was trying to make is that he said you don't like girly things, so.
I don't mind girls acting like girls because they're girls. I just don't like gay people acting like girls.
Well, there you have it.
And on that note.
Just don't go see Attack.
Yeah.
That's
oh,
our
my
advice
God.
To you.
All right. Yeah.
Thanks for calling us and sharing your outrageous point of view.
I hope he goes to the to our chat room because they're really lambasting him.
Also, a band you might want to look into is Cynic. Because they totally are, they're the most heterosexual band out there right now. You will adore their music, all right? Cynic, C-Y-N-I-C.
Well, he'll
look it up.
He'll fall asleep before seeing whether they're gay or not.
Oh, come on, get out of here, people, get out of here. Anyway, we're going to go to music break. The first song I'm going to play is by Nine Inch Nails, who Sid and I saw the last New York show a few days ago. I thought it was pretty fantastic.
Ever.
All right.
I thought I really liked it.
I really liked when, I don't know if I saw it on Metal Injection, but it was Nine Inch Nails and Dillinger collaborating.
Yep. Yeah.
Really good.
That was on Metal Injection. Yeah, that is.
But, I got 9 inches, but it's not nails. I can put it on the table here.
No, but I mean, it was a really, really good show, and it was the first time I've ever seen them. But, someone saw me on that. No, Yoko, no. Gary from Metal Sucks saw me online. Why don't you say hi, Gary from Metal Sucks? Oh, you gave me the stink eye. You were that guy. All right, anyway. Screw this guy. Anyway, it was pretty great. And one of my favorite parts of the show was that they played Hey Pig, but they did like a remix, a deep, deep cut of it. And it was pretty sweet, and I'm going to torture you metalheads with it right now. After this message from our sponsor. Not really, but you know.
What? Wait, is this a... Right.
No.
This is your announcer, Guillermo, reminding you, when I wake up from my 23.5-hour siesta, I listen to the Metal Injection livecast at metalinjection.net. Thank you.
This is Chuck Flynn, reminding you, I've got something to say. I raped your mother today, and it doesn't matter much to me, as long as she is dead. But I'll tell you what does matter to me. It's time for hour two of the Metal Injection Livecast at metalinjection.net/livecast.
Hello.
All right, I have a few chat highlights from the music break.
Wow, Rob, you howl now?
Can I just say before you do that,
I'm howling, Rob.
I love this chat. Yeah. I don't even want to do the show. I want to talk to people in the chat.
The chatters are funnier than we are.
Can you leave the chat up all week, though?
I mean, sure. But, all right, so 3D Darren said during the music break, he goes, yeah, if there was no religion, there would be no churches for black metal fans to burn down. Very good point, Darren.
Mm-hmm.
And then a fan of Noah's, Rotten Mike, wrote, can you send me a pic of your feet, Noah?
And Noah is working on that as we speak.
And the award for best username, other than the ones that 3D is making up, it would have to be Camel Toe of Doom. You win the award tonight for best username. Darren had a few good ones, but Darren, what did you have there?
Noah, let me pee on you. I think that was the others were dumb, but that was a good one.
All right. And Noah's booty buddy responded to the feet reference. He asked, I want to see her feet being dipped in cream cheese. So look out for those photos on TwitPic a little later on, right, Noah?
Is there cream cheese in the fridge? Should I go check?
There might be some. I don't know. It might be old.
Cream cheese.
But just give you guys a reminder, you're listening to the Metal Injection live cast. You can give us a call at 646-929-1357. That is our phone number, and, you could talk to us via, audio.
You can keep writing stuff on the chat room, and we'll just read it.
So what else was going on, Noah? You wanted to talk about something?
Oh, wait. I don't have it set up. I was checking Twitter this week, and Alex Skolnick was tweeting that...
he's still alive?
He has a computer to tweet on.
Do you know if his refrigerator is running?
Still working on that.
He was tweeting that he earned many quarters on the Q train, and that his jazz trio is recording an album. And he also played a last-minute show, which really sucked because I couldn't make it to the last minute.
Hold on a second. Alex Skolnick plays on trains? He's like one of those people?
Yeah.
Is that what he's implying?
Don't you listen to the live cast? That was our joke. Remember when Darren was talking about that guy that asked for money, and if you don't pay him, then he stabs people?
Yeah.
And the guy with the trumpet?
Yeah. That was Alex Skolnick?
Yeah, that was Alex Skolnick.
No, anyway, but you were saying something about his trio?
Yeah, his trio is recording a new album. I'm trying to find it. Oh, also, Worl Bane from Nevermore has also been tweeting this week that Nevermore is working with Peter Wickers from Soilwork on a new album. Wow. You guys don't care about metal news.
I didn't make that noise. That was rough.
Yeah, I was listening.
No,
I actually
like Nevermore.
Yeah.
I had a really good experience with Nevermore.
Just to interrupt someone on the chat room, I always thought Sid would get AIDS.
Why? Can I ask why?
I don't know what that means.
I don't know why, but...
what's your love with Sid hate? I really don't understand it.
You do have a lot of sex. You have a lot of sex.
Oh, Sid from Slipknot.
Sid and Slipknot?
Yes, the DJ.
They do wear masks, maybe.
Okay, so Josh Groban is listening.
So go ahead.
I have a really great
Metal
Nevermore story.
Metal News is boring, I agree. But okay, go ahead, Noah.
We'll all go to the bathroom while you do this.
Okay. Good. At least you guys will stop farting in here. So I got to hang out with Nevermore when I was in Florence, and I was walking around and hanging out with Jeff Loomis, Worl Dane.
I'm not a douche nozzle, by the way.
And Van Williams, and it was just really cool. They're just really nice guys. And do you know that the drummer Van, he programs video games as a side job. That was really cool. You guys don't care. All right.
Well, tell the audience.
Well, that's it.
People in the past.
But it was okay. The funny part is that we started the day with Jeff Loomis being all pasty and white, and by the end of the day, because it was the summer, we came back to the hotel and he was totally like he looked like a burnt hot dog. He was all like red.
Hot dogs.
Okay,
so anyway, I'm excited. I'm excited about New Nevermore.
I'm pretty excited on that too.
Did anyone from Nevermore fill you up?
No.
Oh, that would have been a story. That would have been great.
No one's trying, guys. Thanks.
All right. So also in other news, this is a big scoop, guys. We should be serious here for a second. All right.
Yeah.
This is a big scoop. It was reported in the news that for the first time, Slipknot canceled their entire tour because Joey Jordison was in the hospital.
Can I? I'm sorry to interject, but so we care about Slipknot, but we don't care about Nevermore or Alex Skolnick.
Well, this is a life or death situation here. This isn't about music. This is about life. And basically what happened was, oh, well, we got a caller. Let's see. 707, you are live on the Zach Beats Hotline. What is your name or alias?
My name is Diego.
707?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's my fault.
707, how about now? Let's try now.
Hello.
Lou?
Yes. All right, we hear you. What is your name or alias?
Lou. My name is Diego.
Your name is Lou?
No. Diego.
What is it?
Diego.
Oh,
Diego. Where do we get Lou?
There you go. Lou.
Hi, Diego. Lou, your service is pretty bad. I don't know if we can continue this conversation. We keep dropping out.
Call back on a landline.
Yeah, sorry.
His name is Diego.
Sorry, Diego. I'm just kidding. No, but anyway, so Slipknot, Joey Jordison, in the hospital, unknown health issues. They didn't really want to talk about it. And, you know, being the big website that we are, we have a huge scoop because right now in the studio, we just flew him in. He just arrived. We have Joey Jordison from Slipknot. Joey. Joey. Of course. I mean,
he's a guest.
You don't want to be rude. Joey, say hello to the fans.
Hey, Sean. How are you doing? Good to be here. You know, I'm really glad to have to come.
You know, it might be easier to interview you if you took the mask off. Who could understand what you were saying? I understand the need to stay in character, but
it's a radio.
Yeah, I mean, no one's gonna see you.
Not the problem. We don't really do that. I don't know if you do that. We don't take our mask off. We don't take silence.
But we can't hear you.
Yeah, we can't really. I mean, you were gonna talk about why you were in the hospital. Like, could you tell us? Why?
Well, yeah, I mean, basically, something happened. I was prematurely too old, and I just broke my ankle because I didn't jump over it.
Look, you really need to take the mask off. We can't understand a word. I think you said ankle in there. I think I heard that. I
heard AIDS. Did you say AIDS?
I don't understand the flu news, but I can hear it perfectly.
You do have AIDS.
All right, our phone lines are blowing up. People want to talk to Joey Jordison. Everyone's staying on the line. We're going to go with 405 first. 405, you are live on the Zach Beats Hotline. What is your alias?
Okay, C. Again. Dude.
Hey, what's
that?
Hey, good man.
Do you have a question for Joey Jordison?
For who?
Joey Jordison of Slipknot.
Exactly.
He's in the studio.
Who?
Oh, shit, son. What up, my homie? I know you, fool. If you do that again, I'm going to come in there and fucking chop your leg off. He has his mask on, don't he? That's why he's doing
it. Yeah, he won't take it off. It's a real big issue.
Oh.
No, he won't. Fuck no. He don't... That mask is attached to his face, man. Don't ever come off, didn't you know?
Caller. If you chop his leg off, aren't you afraid of some AIDS blood getting on you?
I was talking to you, not him, dude. He'd fuck me up.
Five. We're going to go to another caller on the Zach Beats Hotline. Are we going to do 919, I think? It's a weird number. Hello, Zach Beats Hotline. What is your name or alias?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, how's it going? My name is Aditya, and I'm from India.
Wow. Wait, what's your name?
Aditya. Hey, are you listening to me?
Yeah.
Hello?
Is this the talk tech support person that we were trying to call before?
Shut the fuck up, Sid. I hate you.
I knew you weren't from India.
Seriously, I am, man. I'm not kidding you.
That's the worst accent I've ever
heard. Who is George? I didn't believe you. Who is this for real?
I should try this then. Listen, I want to ask a question to Joey Jordison.
Yeah, go ahead.
Joey, how tall are you?
How tall are you without the AIDS?
What was that again? I butt fucked Corey Taylor.
You did?
Come on, just with respect to Joey Jordan. Do you have any more serious questions?
I don't know, man.
Are you really from India? Are you really calling from India right now?
Yeah, I am. Seriously. I'm from the state called Tamil Nadu. Look it up.
Tamil Nadu? That would imply we do have a
state. Tamil Nadu. I'm in a city called Coimbatore, man. Coimbatore.
Wow.
Jeez.
Look it up.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's just kind of hard to believe, right? That there are actual metal fans in, like, third world countries.
So you refer to yourself as third world? I thought that was just something that we did to you.
It's the truth, man. You got to accept things.
Hey, but you have the internet in India. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
You get to...
Yeah, I do.
You get to listen to metal, in fact.
I get access to, like, a lot of bands, and I don't get shit for downloading stuff. So.
Yeah.
Are there any metal shows in India?
Yeah, there are. There's an amazing band called Demonic Resurrection from the city called Mumbai, man. You should check them out.
Ah. Awesome.
Were you in Slumdog Millionaire?
They're in a genre called Demonic Metal. Listen, dude. They're playing a style of metal called Demonic Metal, okay? It's like a mixture of death, black, and doom. Check it out. It's got lots
Do they have a MySpace page?
No, I don't. They've got a gayer version of MySpace. It's called Orkut, man. I'm on that.
How did you find out about Metal Injection all the way in India? Did you get one of our stickers at a show?
I found out through that amazing site called Metal Sucks.
Oh.
Wow.
How did you find out about Metal Sucks?
That was through MetalUnderground.com.
And how did you find out about
Metal Injection?
From Metal Injection.
Oh. No, dude, seriously. Our minds are blown that we have a caller from India listening right now.
Far out.
Thank you.
Yeah, what time is it in India right now?
What?
What time is it right now in India?
In the morning. Hey, wait. One sec.
check.
He's putting us on hold.
It's 8:45.
Yes.
8:45 in the morning.
Yeah, it's 8:45 in the morning. Exactly.
Why
wow.
the fuck are you up right now? Don't you sleep late?
It's Saturday morning. I didn't have school today, so.
So you just woke up and you, like, metal injection week?
Yeah. I tried to call in, like, the previous weekend. I couldn't get,
That's awesome. Yeah. We're, like, his morning show. That's cool.
like Z Morning
like,
Zoo.
We're the fucking Z Morning Zoo
in Kelly.
India.
It's a zoo with no cows in it.
That rules.
Sorry,
all right,
we lost him. Oh.
Well, we can't pronounce his name, but thanks for calling.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Thank you, Hashish.
All right. So just to answer some guy named Maddie in the chat room asking about the Metal Injection music video contest, we have the top 10, and we are contacting them to make sure they fit all the rules, and we will make an announcement very soon. And... Good morning, Metal Injection. That should be our good morning. Ginger Face is correct. That should definitely be our new new show. Anyway, we have another caller on the line on the Zach Beats hotline, 405.
Again?
It's Oklahoma City again.
What do you want? What was your name again, 405?
405, Larry. I'm 405 Larry, that's me.
Hi, Larry. You calling from Pakistan?
Pakistan? What the fuck?
From Oklahoma,
Oklahoma!
Damn. Keep that shit real.
Guys, guys, how much crystal meth have you guys
done?
Oh,
that's wrong.
3 pounds. 3 pounds of that damn shit. I'm fucking wired, man.
I have a hairy ball sack.
And those
what are you
wired
on?
Those are my jeans, dude.
All right. Even trade.
I'm telling you what, boy.
Hey, Caitlin's hot. I love that bitch.
I agree. We all
agree. Listen, Larry, you're having your own live cast right now.
He's from Larry's band. Let's put it in the chat. Listen, Larry.
Larry, what?
In order for you to prove that you're from Oklahoma, you got to give me a woo! Good. Ready?
Woo!
Woo!
Hey, you don't count, faggot. Hey, where are you from?
We're from Brooklyn, Brooklyn.
Oh, shit, Brooklyn.
That's right.
Woo! You ever been north of the Mason-Dixon line?
What do black people look like?
Oh, please, like, there's no black people in Oklahoma.
Huh?
There's no black people in Oklahoma.
Fuck no, dude. We hang out with pitchforks and barbs and shit. We eat hay.
I think the line for the Sooners is all black, I'm pretty sure.
I think they keep them in a different state just for safety from the rednecks.
Yeah, maybe so. Actually, we're not from Oklahoma City. We're from McLeod, Oklahoma.
That's a redneck.
How many people live in McLeod, Oklahoma?
Like, how many? Like, 2,000?
Is there a traffic light?
What's that?
Is there a traffic light in your town?
Is there a traffic light in McLeod, or is it in Hera? No.
There's no traffic light.
Or are you sure? We have stop signs, man. We got stop signs here.
Look, Sarah.
Yeah, man, I ran into the other car in town yesterday. That shit sucked.
Yeah.
You have cars?
Yeah, I drive an Odyssey, so I hit shit all the time. It's so big, dude. I'm not used to driving a van. I just got it like 2 weeks ago, and fuck. Damn it.
You drive a what?
Does it have a gun rack in it?
An Odyssey, man. I drive a fucking van.
You drive a fucking van? You just pick up people and you fuck up in it?
Fuck my life. I'm going to go kill myself when I hang up.
After I fucking experience this goddamn pleasure, I'm going to go kill myself. Goddamn it.
Too random. Hey,
Yeah, dude.
Hold on. Hey, this guy's talking. Listen to him.
Are you guys talking to me?
I'm fine. We want to hear what you want to say, man.
Oh, no, because, see, I didn't want to interrupt you guys. You guys are having your own conversation. I mean, it's not like we're doing, like, a radio show here, you know?
No, I just wanted to make sure
I wasn't being rude.
That's why we called.
Yeah.
You live in a town where Footloose took place? Is dancing not allowed in your town?
Joey Jordanson, have you ever played Oklahoma City, Joey Jordanson?
He's busy playing with his laptop.
Oh, Joey Jordanson has a laptop. Do you have a question for Joey Jordanson in Oklahoma, Larry?
I will suck Joey Jordanson off.
I think he wants to change numbers later. I think that's what I heard.
Yeah?
Yeah, let's do this. Let's turn it to him. No.
Let's do it. Let's suck to the cock off, man.
I'm not down for that. You're not down to suck the person's cock?
I'm sure they're
down
to
take
my
cock.
I'm down.
We know a guy in Massachusetts who would beat the shit out of both of you.
All right. We got an offer for Joey. Well, I'll suck his cock, and this guy will blow his balls, and Brayden will give him what? Brayden will braid his pubes.
All right. Thank you guys for calling in, and...
Call right back, dude. Like, we're going to hang up and call right back.
All right, cool. Call right back. We just won't pick up. All right, thanks a lot, guys, for calling in. And
I want to get some drivers.
Right.
I didn't know that had talking over it. Sorry.
You can give us a call, 646-929-1357. So, yeah, we have some news breaks that we should do a news break because people say we don't do enough news. So let's do a quick news break, Mel. You want to queue that up? Oh, we have a caller for 623. You are on the Zach Beats hotline. Where's Zach Beats tonight? 623, what's your name or alias?
I'm so organized today.
Jimmy.
Jimmy. Jimmy Jam. Jimmy Juba. I don't know.
What was that?
Jimmy Juba.
We're a morning show.
What's going on, Jimmy? Where are you from?
From Arizona.
Arizona! Super, super, Arizona!
Yeah!
Hear me.
What's the weather like in Arizona right now?
It's about 90 degrees outside.
Who cares what the fucking weather is?
He's
what are you asking him?
He's our Arizona weather correspondent, I thought.
Do we have weather music? We can give him, then he can do the weather.
So what's up? What's up? What do you want to talk about, buddy?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
The weather, obviously.
Can we get,
can we get the rednecks back on? All right.
No.
News break.
Yeah.
Thanks
for calling. Thanks for calling. You have been my favorite caller so far tonight. Woo. No complaints.
The bar is very low.
Juba Jabba Juice.
Another slur. No Jew joke.
Juba Jabba Juice is a slur? Yeah, we're going to break some news, Keith. Don't you worry. Noah, why do you cue the music as opposed to responding to the chat? I mean, the...
Yeah.
I sent you the music.
Oh, I don't... I'm too busy making funny words at a Joe. Get it going. Please play it.
I'm so embarrassed.
And don't forget, we have a live chat room, which is becoming the death of us. And... well... Oh, 63 is calling back.
Wait.
He can wait through the break.
Wait, no,
let's take the call quick. 623, is this Joe again? Joe Juba Jabba Juba
Jabba Juice.
Jabba Juice, and you're on the line.
Wait, did I press it?
Oh, God, help us all.
Jabba Juice, you are now on the line. Jabba Juba Jabba.
Dude, Rob, yeah. Are you on AIM?
Maybe.
Are you really?
Well, not at the moment.
Why?
Oh, I don't know who this is.
We're doing a show.
Are you on AIM?
I am now.
Can I just read a joke that was...
Wait, hold on a minute. Are you in a band?
No.
Yes.
No.
Is your band... No? You're not in a band?
No.
All right, then who are you?
Are you animal, vegetable, or mineral?
I'm
larger than a bread box?
What?
What the fuck are we doing here?
Why
you
are you calling
the show?
It.
Why
you're
not?
Blown.
Why can't I call the show? I saw it, that, you know, shit was going down. I thought I'd call you, see how Rob's doing. That's all I wanted to do.
This is Johnny from Drop for a Cowboy, isn't it? That's a yes.
Oh, he hung up.
Caught. Caught.
Oh, Johnny from Drop for a Cowboy. Great to talk to you, buddy.
Jabba jibba doo doo doo.
Jabba jabba doo doo jabba a cowboy.
Can I tell a joke that was said in the chat room that's really offensive?
Sure. All
right. What's the difference between the Jews and Boy Scouts?
What?
Boy Scouts come back from their camps.
We're all Jewish, so we're allowed to laugh.
Thank
anybody
you, fam.
At home who's laughing, you're a fucking racist.
And the motherfucker that wrote that in the chat is probably not Jewish.
Which
either.
One? Who was it?
Keith Apparatus.
Keith from the Apparatus. He's a good guy.
Oh, I thought that was someone impersonating
him. He said something mean about me before, so he's a dick.
Fine. 623, back on the line. Hello.
Hi. How do I get to this chat room?
If you click through on the episode page, the chat is on the page. Click more, Johnny.
All right, man. I'll see you there.
Let me ask you a question, Johnny.
No, why?
I just have a question.
Okay, fine. What?
I remember you said you were going to do like a...
I don't know what you're talking about. Okay.
You never did any.
What?
You're in a band, right?
No. I can't find the link to this chat room.
Is your computer on?
Reset your router first.
All right, wait. All right, I'm at the website. I'm at the website. Where do I go?
Okay. Do you see the live cast page? I mean,
no.
The post. Tonight at 10
yeah.
p.m. Now, scroll down a little. You see there's a more link. You see the link that says more.
I found it!
Yes! Woo! Giving tech support to Johnny from Jaffer Cowboy. That's what the Metal Injection Podcast is all about.
Can we destroy this show once it's over?
See the chat after the jump?
Yes.
Oh, help me.
Are you still on the main store, or is that over, Johnny?
That's over.
Johnny. You're over it?
Yeah. Marilyn Manson's dick.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, we got juice. We got some items.
What happened? Tell us. Tell us about it.
I can't talk about it.
On the record? What if you make up a fake name like Farrelin Danson?
Farrelin Danson? Who's Gingerface?
I don't know, some dude.
Alright.
Just ask him.
Yeah, Gingerface, who are you? I'm sure he'll respond. No, but did you get to hang out with
Slayer? I gotta go. Look, you're putting me in a weird spot right now. Really weird spot. I gotta go, okay?
Put yourself in this weird spot.
I don't know what you're talking about. I just want to know how to get into the chat room. I'm bored at home. I thought I'd give you a call, Rob. Now you're being a fucking dick like you always are.
What? I'm just asking you some questions. Isn't that what I always do? Just ask a few questions? Do you want to ask me a question?
No! I've had enough of you.
Why? Why have you had enough of me?
I don't know.
What did I ever do to you?
Nothing, really.
See, people in the chat room think you hate me, Johnny. Is this true?
We all hate
whatever. Me. I'm just going to keep bringing in the chat room.
What's your alias in the chat room?
I'm Donnie Gravy.
I have Johnny Gravy in the chat.
Donnie Gravy.
Oh, Donnie Gravy. Oh, I see.
All right. I'm going to go.
All right. Thank you for calling in. And
I'll probably call you back in a couple minutes. See how you're doing.
Yeah, if you need any more tech support with how the chat room works, how to, like, you know, answer something or use an emoticon, feel free to call back. We'll give you some support.
I will. No problem. Thank you. Thank you.
Got it. Johnny from Draft for a Cowboy giving us a call. All right.
A band or something?
Yeah. Anyway, so we have to do these new news breaks, these Livecast Network news breaks. And,
sounds like a gay porn
team. Little burp. And here's one right now.
And I was eating their bacon cheddar burger.
A disgruntled Ronnie James Dio left Disney World Thursday after he was told he was not tall enough to ride the Big Thunder Mountain roller coaster attraction. A sign of retaliation, Geezer Butler set Snow White on fire on the way out. In other news, popular children's candy Sour Patch Kids introduced their most bitter flavor yet. They're calling it Mustaineberry. Test subjects in the first few trials have had their cheeks caving in from the bitterness and report having lost all of their friends. More on this tragic story as it develops.
All right, people keep asking Johnny what Manson did to him. Leave him alone, all right? He doesn't want to talk about Marilyn Manson in the chat room.
Shouldn't have gone in the chat room then.
He's probably
one that said Marilyn Manson was a dick. He shouldn't have said anything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he wants to just leave it at that. And he does not really like gravy. And I will not lose the cum catchers. Actually, I did lose the cum catchers. My sideburns are gone.
Yeah, but you still have the goatee.
What the fuck is their problem? That's my question.
She's realist. These people hide behind their aliases, being really mean.
They're all
in
mean.
Your grandmother's basement, in your underpants. what are you, a bunch of bloggers?
give us a call, 646-929-1357. Noah's booty buddy has become Johnny's booty buddy all of a sudden.
Hey!
Oh, we know who the real celebrity is.
She's jealous. Hands on hips right now, staring at the chat room. Oh, my God. Help me.
She's not a real friend.
Now, Joey Jordanson, you played Mayhem Fest last year, right? You guys headlined. What was the experience like headlining a traveling tour?
Oh, it was the best, bro. Literally every night you get so many girls over so many hookers' asses.
What?
And then after that, we get hookers' asses. It was the best.
What? All right. I think he said something about children of Bodom. I'm not too sure.
Yeah. And I'll answer the dick.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, I think I understood that one. People in the chat room requesting that Johnny for Trap Rock have I call in and do a little brie. I don't think that's going to happen. No, Yoko, no. Nobody asked you.
Yeah.
It was funny or not.
Speaking of bloggers in their grandma's basement, right? Am I right? I'm right.
You're
right?
Totally right.
Yeah.
Who is Noah and Johnny's third leg? Anyway,
we're just talking about the chat now at this point.
Yeah, this has just become chat injection.
It's very meta.
It's very.
I'm going to have to put my foot down. No chat visible to us next week. They can talk about us.
And
we can't go in the room.
The transcripts afterwards and just comment to ourselves about it.
Yes.
Sounds like an idea. Anyway, so what else is going on? I'm all out of topics.
Well, there's only 27 minutes left, so.
Somebody give us a call, 646-929-1357. Yesterday we were at a basement show. Myself, Noah, and Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
Anthony.
We did that yesterday.
Was it at a basement? I thought it was at a rehearsal space.
It was in a basement.
Were there any bloggers there?
There were. The Raymond Blonde bloggers.
Look at Sid's face when you mentioned that.
Oh, they're great ladies. They're great. They're the greatest ladies I've ever met.
Oh.
Fine young women, upstanding.
Anyway, so Frank's band played.
Went at a distance from me.
I don't know what's going on there.
I finally got to meet them in real life. That was cool. I thought they were.
We met them. They just were in something we shot.
Which will be up soon.
A sketch with the Russian guys.
This is really good. I was part of that.
Yeah.
Glad to be a part of it.
Anthony was in that. He played a vegan feminist
supporter.
In the audience.
Supporter. The audience. Supporter. Yeah.
From Massachusetts.
That was a lot of fun to shoot. We can't talk about it yet.
There are a lot of things we can't talk about.
The Raymond and Blonde girls were in it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we just watched. I mean, it was pretty good show. And why don't we just play the track?
It was wait. It was Frank.
Whoa! The little such guy just quoted an NoFX song. That's punk chat.
All right. I thought we weren't going to talk about the chat room. Anyway, go ahead, Noah.
Some of you might know Frank from Metal Injection. He is also playing drums. In this band, Empyreon.
MySpace.com/EMPYREON.
Thank you.
For the record, Punk is not legit.
Only get one.
Shinobi.
So you could
disagree with me, Shinobi.
That was myspace.com/Empyreon, which is spelled E-M-P-Y-R-E-O-N. Anyway, so we were just staring at the chat room as people harassed Johnny from Drop Vocabulary, who had to retreat. Anyway, you can give us a call, 646-929-1357. We've got another 20 minutes left in the show, and we want to make this a fan section or something.
That's this whole episode.
I guess so. I think it's time. I think we should do a Thrash It or Trash It.
Okay. Where's the box?
Well, someone is suggesting that you play their band.
I think we're going to do a special Thrash It or Trash It where we want the people, if you want us to listen to your band, you got to give us a call.
Or write it in the chat room.
646-929-1357 or send us the MySpace link in the chat room. And we will do it on everybody's favorite segment.
Thrash it or trash it.
Okay, what do we got lined up here? I love the cover already.
All right, it's Horatio Lee Jenkins, and the album is called Drunker Than Satan. And, oh, no, we actually have some MySpace links.
Yeah, didn't we already?
Well, play that because you already hyped it up. We can do both.
No, but stop writing shit. Right. I can't get it. Keep scrolling up.
I have the chat room too. I could download the link. So,
okay.
Chill, Noah. I got this.
And this is with you not smoking weed.
I know.
All right, we're gonna start with Maddie's suggestion. The URL is myspace.com/senatemetal. And will we?
It was like Ted Kennedy.
I was about to say.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
No. Say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
Somebody wants to listen to Chelsea Grin again.
We're gonna start with them. They have a fancy MySpace design. They actually paid someone to do this, it seems. And
what kind of genre do they look like?
Metal, thrash, death metal.
But that's their PR. Like,
well, it's very modern looking design. We'll see. Okay. So let's go over these song titles: The Whore, Gods and Alcoholics, Grail Blazer, Queen of Sorrow, Victorious Hatred, and Crucifixer.
Crucifixer. Do it.
I bought my girlfriend something from Victoria's Hatred.
Oh my God.
Totally new and original.
This is heavy. Layered growl. No Yoko No asks, is this the new Fear Factory?
Hi. Can we? Sorry, always lose stuff.
I know. What do we think here?
I like, as often the case when we do this, I like the band and I dislike the vocals.
I think the vocals are fine.
Yeah.
It's just the rest of the music is like meh. Heard
like,
already.
I like the riff.
I don't mind
it's
it at all.
It's not that.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
So are
what?
We thrashing or thrashing?
Is it like something?
I qualified like three-quarter thrash.
I didn't hear any guitar solos in there, so two thumbs up.
So that's a thrash.
I say three-quarter thrash. The vocals suck.
So I believe for that one...
Wait, we forgot to ask our special guest.
Oh, Joey Jordanson, do we thrash it or trash it, Joey? What? Wait, I don't understand. Thrash it or trash it? I don't...
You said something about tofu.
I'll consider that a thrash. Thrash.
Thrash?
He thrashed. Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
No, no, say it sexually. All right, let's try another one. Let's try this.
Thrash it or trash it.
A Day of Violence. Let's try that, Ben.
Okay. Who's this recommended by?
This is recommended by X Zach XSX.
Is that Zach Beats?
I don't know. It's not. I mean, it's hard to say.
There are a lot of Zachs in this world. Some of them are Zach Wild, who we haven't talked about.
The oh, that's right. We haven't talked about Zach Wild.
He's probably going to die.
Maybe Sid will share his special Zach Wild story after this.
A Day of Violence. I cannot read their logo. I'm assuming this is going to be a trash.
Black metal.
Song title.
Roaming Purgatory, A Swarm of Nightmares, The News, The End.
Give me The Swarm of Nightmares.
Yeah, that one.
Okay. Let's hear this.
Oh.
I can see people doing the, like, taking a quarter from the floor move.
Oh, the dick
window.
For change?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is very high school.
I'm over it.
I mean, I appreciate the effort, but ultimately, I trash it.
But I mean, you know, once they get out of their, like, you know, awkward phase in adolescence, they might get better.
Yeah.
For, like, 16-year-olds, that's pretty good.
I'm looking for positives here.
They tried.
Sound like good musicianship, yeah. And it wasn't very original.
They play music. Good for them.
Well, listen, a lot of people don't even get that far.
Yeah, so a respectable trash.
Yeah. Constructively criticizing trash.
Okay. Still no guitar solos. So
keep taking guitar lessons.
We haven't gotten to that yet.
Trash it or trash it.
Trash it or trash it.
No, say it sexily.
Trash it or trash it.
Trash it or trash it.
By the way, the entire chat room basically trashed it.
And they all
started
to talk with things.
We're gonna go with Honey Nuts.
Honey Nuts.
Who suggests Among and Against.
Is that two bands?
First play Among.
Perhaps it's a supergroup.
Oh, like Page and Plant?
Simon and Garfunkel.
Okay, hardcore metal, death metal.
Wait, no, play Against first.
It's Among, it's a one band.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Their first song is called Black Death Gorecore. Girl, You Better Put That Phone. And
what?
Trem Dushke. Is the third thing.
Thinking, girl, you better put that phone. I don't know where you better put it.
All right. Well,
like the vocals are going to be intelligible.
I kind of want to hear Black Death Gorefoot, but all right, let's get it.
Sounds like a
bang. Play a six, stop.
Where they go?
They're from Ontario, Canada.
In a can drum.
Some kind of monster.
I don't like that the tempo changed. What the fuck is that?
Immediate trash. I feel right.
Sorry. Who suggested that? Honey Nuts?
Honey Nuts. You can't suggest anymore.
Honey Nuts.
Fuck it.
You can't even spell the word Honey Nuts right. And we're supposed to take music advice from you.
Can we play the one you wanted to play? Maybe it's better.
I mean, after that. Let's hear Black Death Gorecore. Let's see what that sounds like. It's actually some bad.
Way better than the other one.
All right, it's better, but still meh.
I like the beginning.
I did it, like the intro, and it went down from there.
Now someone's requesting an acapella thrash it or trash it. So
find something acapella, motherfucker.
No, we do the thrash it or thrash it live.
We did that last week though.
Well, 2 weeks ago we did it.
Oh, 2 weeks was it?
That was in
here. That's right. Yeah, I don't want to run that into the ground though.
All right, fine.
Do you want to do it? That's up to you guys.
We can have Joey Jordison help us.
Yes.
All right.
You play all the parts.
Yeah, you do all.
Ready, Joey Jordan? Just do our. Here, you heard this, right? This.
Thrash it or thrash.
Thrash it or thrash it.
Thrash it or thrash it.
Thrash it or thrash it. Ooh, thrash it.
Is this Randy? Is this Macho Man Randy Savage or?
Ooh, yeah, thrash it or trash it. Dig it.
All right, go back to doing drugs. Get out of here.
Jabba Jonathan Gingerface says, I agree.
I like what Cheesewheel just said. That makes me feel nice.
Yes, Sid is actually underage.
You have to read the whole thing before you say that. How old are you, Sid?
I'm 30.
Sid's
not 30. 37, 30. You dick. I got a voice, Shinobi. Come on. 37.
I like how I'm old. I'm the oldest one in the room, but no one ever thinks I'm the oldest one. Wherever we go.
Miss Elizabeth.
All right, guys. We're approaching the final 10 minutes. I think that's enough thrash it or trash it. Approaching the final 10 minutes. Give us a call. 646. It's JFAC. 646-929-1357.
So who is actually the youngest one here?
I guess me.
I think Rob.
Yeah.
How old are you?
26. I'm going to be 26 on Thursday.
Yeah. Next show is the Rob birthday show.
Yeah. And Anthony actually turned 26 yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday, sir.
So where are we going? Outback?
to the Chinese restaurant on 18th Avenue.
To get some takeout?
I'd say Virgil's.
How about
not on the air?
We're not telling them when and what day.
No.
They're all in Oklahoma. What the fuck? They're going to go kill us?
I'm just saying it's not interesting. That's all.
Guys, are you going to wish me a happy birthday next week on the show? I want everyone to call in and wish me a happy birthday.
I thought Rob was 38, says Cheese Wheel.
What?
Me too.
I thought that too.
He looks 38.
That's his cup size.
Come on.
Oh, we should play the Macho Man rap album at Thrash or Trash.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. Gingerface writes, Rob's B-Day, does that mean more puking on tables, etc.?
No, that's the one day he doesn't do it.
A weird thing I've noticed with Rob, it hasn't happened recently, but for a while there, anytime he would go out and like be out drinking the whole night and then come home late,
right.
The next morning, he would have like these dark stains on his front teeth. Like he was, I'm not kidding, like he ate a hot dog made of dog shit. This is the weirdest thing, and he never had an explanation for it.
Yeah, I have no idea how it got there. I don't know.
What are you doing in these drunken stupors? Maybe it's
dried blood.
Maybe he's barfing in his mouth, and it just bakes there.
And the acid is rotting his teeth. Yeah.
Come on, guys.
They're all guessing our ages now.
We just told you our ages. We were being quite honest with that.
Yeah.
37.
All right, let's just lay it out for everybody. Sid's 30. Rob's 26. Noah is?
26.
And I'm 35.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Joey Jordanson, how old are you?
Joey, still there?
I'm 42.
Carry the 7.
When do I get my name, the wrist prize? What does that mean?
I don't know.
You said it, Noah. I don't know what it means. Why don't you tell us?
646-929-1357 is our phone number. We have 7 minutes. So what's the Zach Wild story, Sid? Why don't we...
Well, he came into... I work in a radio production company, and he came in to do an interview a few years ago and was apparently very drunk and cursing left and right. But the best part is that he was doing the interview and he didn't want to stop and he had to pee, and the bathroom's all the way on the other side of the floor, so he just peed in a trash can in the studio and kept going with the interview. Just without warning, just got up, whipped it out, peed in there, and back to work.
Who had to clean that shit up?
Not me.
You know what he is? He's a fucking multitasker.
Yeah.
He realized that you know, it would waste too much time to go to the bathroom.
He realized he was gonna die young, so he figured, let me have all the fun I can now.
So he saves time by pissing in garbage cans?
Yeah. And now he has to piss in a bedpan because he's in some fun.
Oh,
yeah,
that's not nice.
He had a blood clot. How does one get a blood clot?
A lot of whiskey, I guess.
Maybe he's in the bed next to Joey Jorgensen.
They're holding hands right now.
Barfing on each
other.
AIDS unit.
Zach Wilde's guitar squeal mentioned this when he called in a few weeks back, but it's like, Zach Wilde acts like he's Southern trash, but he's from Jersey.
Is that right?
Like
it's
he sounds
different
like
kind of trash.
Is he from South Jersey, though?
might be south of Trenton.
Yeah.
Who knows?
All right, our live chatters are not making any sense here. I don't understand what's going on.
They're going
anymore.
Into business for themselves, basically.
Listen, they hung in there for 2 hours, you know?
That's true.
Yeah. They did a commercial.
So, you know, people listening on the archive, please let us know if the fact that we constantly are talking about this live chat that you have no access to, really. If that's annoying, you leave us a comment and we will
well,
set it.
Well, wouldn't that just be reason to listen live next week so they could also be a part of this crazy new fun thing?
Well, I can answer whether that was annoying. The answer is yes.
Yeah.
It annoyed me. And I'm here.
What's your problem?
We don't care what you think, Darren.
Yeah,
oh.
Clearly.
Well, he's the oldest one. He just doesn't understand the newfangled technology.
Clearly you don't care what I think because you keep coming.
He only wants to do chats that you could do via rotary phone.
Yeah.
So,
in my day, we didn't have any of this newfangled computer ease. We used to do a show called Chew the Bark Off a Tree.
I liked that show. That was a good show.
What was the show about?
We used to chew the bark off a tree. And we liked it.
Did you broadcast that?
Yeah, I stole that from Dana Carvey.
Oh, no one knows who Dana Carvey is listening to this. They'll pass their time. They're probably born when Dana Carvey was in his prime.
Well, if they knew about Night Court.
Nobody, only No Yoko No knew about Night Court.
Oh.
Sorry, can we please turn this terrible song off?
You're a terrible song.
He can't sing. He shouldn't sing. He's an okay guitar player, but he can't sing.
I don't mind him.
I think it was Ozzy singing.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Whatever it is, it's all.
Ozzy shouldn't sing.
The two of them together.
He's a terrible singer. No, it's Ozzy on the track. Isn't it? No.
See, that's Ozzy.
But he can't make nothing out from
the
track.
He wasn't in the video.
It sounds like, it sounds like Ozzy and Pete Steele, actually.
He sounds like the fucking
people
now
some changes. Yeah, I am. If I could, would you?
All right.
Good.
Jabba Juba Joo.
That should be on your sign off.
Juba 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 Juba. Jazz, we're turning this into a jazz song.
Look, guys, there's only 2 minutes left in the show.
Jamba Juice.
Somebody needs to give us a call.
Good job, Camel Toe of Doom.
646-929-1357. That's still not my phone number, right? That's the live cast number.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure.
Yours is 420.
Come on.
It's really great that your phone number has 420 in it.
Yeah.
They don't say where.
Well, now they only have to. They only have to try 10,000 numbers.
What are you going to figure it out?
Shinobi will figure it out.
It's always fun being in like a pharmacy. And having to give out your phone number and you know, like 646-4. I don't say 420 anymore, because
narrowed it down again,
yeah,
motherfucker.
No, yeah.
Oh, whatever. Whatever. I was just like, you know, 646-420, and then 420.
Yeah.
Like a little giggle to themselves, like can't giggle at me.
Why not?
I don't know.
I do it all the time.
One last story I'd like to say is. A few weeks ago, we put out a Doth interview where they talked about, you know, drugs. And they were talking about this dude, Anton, who was like the best dealer in L.A. And I kept joking, like, oh, does this dude have a Twitter account? Is this dude on MySpace? Can I add him as a friend on Friendster? And we joked, and we all had a good laugh. And then, like, 2 days after I posted the interview, I got a MySpace message from Anton saying, like, yo, dude, that was a killer interview. If you ever need weed in L.A., give me a call. So I'd like to thank Doc for hooking me up with a connect in L.A. because the last time I was there, it was quite difficult.
I have something, like, in that realm to add.
Go on.
I will not say who, but she found someone on Twitter from, like, Canada, and she bought weed off of him. Off of Twitter. Great.
And he like, mailed her weed?
A sample.
A sample? Oh, so...
Yeah, just, like, to sample it.
So for free?
Yeah.
How much did she get?
I'm not sure, but she smoked it all by the time I got home, so...
I guess it wasn't that much. Or, I mean, it could have been, I mean, depending on, you know, who the person is.
By the way, the sauce on Noah's Big Mac says, you can't ever have too much Elvin King, and I agree. Good way.
Yeah, so thanks, everyone, for joining us and for chatting it up and being way more entertaining than us.
Thank you to the 20 or so people in the chat room that made this show a really big show, as Noko now says. And thank you to Joey Jordanson from Slipknot for sitting in. I know you... There's, I really wish you took your mask off, too, because we didn't understand a word you were saying.
Back to the hospital for you.
And, yeah, we're going to have to ship him back.
Tell Zach Wilden said hi.
And we have to clean up the AIDS in here before we leave.
Thank you to Taylor.
Yes.
The homophobic guy.
Was that
Keep on hating. Keep on
was
hating.
His name Taylor, or was it
Tyler.
Trisha?
It was Tyler. She didn't like when people called him Taylor.
Get it Thanks. Right.
I don't want to thank Lou. Was it Lou? Oh, no, Diego. Who was the guy? Larry.
Larry
was the guy in Oklahoma. Fuck that guy. And his crystal meth addiction. And, yeah, thank you to all the people in the chat room for entertaining us. And make sure to listen next week because what else are you going to do, right? Mm. And
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Why?
What?
Did you say 2 weeks we'll be back?
No, I said listen to us next week.
Oh, that's what I thought I had 2 weeks.
No,
it's the Rob birthday spectacular.
We'll be back next week.
Expect...
Don't listen. Listen to us the following week.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
What he's trying to
next
say.
Week's the Rob birthday spectacular, so I expect presents from everybody.
Okay.
And we will see you then. Can we end on, I mean, I don't really want to end on this, but do you want to play that Rob Europe crap song?
Yeah, sure.
That, shitty song that really
annoyed me. Why don't you DJ it up?
Well, this is all my friends thinking they're funny while I'm on a plane in another country. They wrote this song about how much they love me. Ha 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 ha. We'll see you next week, everybody.
Yo. On some real shit, Robin, stay in Europe. Yeah, I know you're supposed to come back next week, my dude. But we've been talking, and I don't know. Maybe you should, like, find a youth hostel in Amsterdam or something, you feel me? Robin, stay in Europe. Homie, please miss your flight. You know we don't really miss you. This song's gonna diss you. Don't come back, don't come back, don't come back, don't come back. Robert, stay in Europe. No one can tell you how, you know your sirens look awful. You smell like falafel. Don't come back, don't come back, don't come back. One day, I'd like to stop the show for Berlin. Not to be just yourself. Rob, I hate your unibrow so looking like a bird. Silence for Rob. Sorry, I farted. My fault. Yeah, remember that time when you pushed the fat turtle. Alright, I get it. Mac is better than Windows. Looking like Elvis Presley with talent and now you're popping out in all the world. In love with me, that is the way I love black girls. But I know your love life will get better. There has to be some girl who gets wet for HTML, I swear.
while I got this track. Pick up this damn fan, I'm hot and fat. Oh, and I don't know how to say this, kid, but your sister got knocked up by Sid. Well, son, Robin, saying you're up. Homie, don't take your life. Homie, don't take your body. I'll face you with the heart. Don't come back, Robin, you're up. Homie, don't take your flight, you're so addicted to chronic. Your kids do it for me, so don't come back, stop, everybody, listen to the sound of Rob not telling jokes that are corny. I enjoy it, don't you? And the girls would think he's cute if this bitch was not a boo. He's a Russian, he's a Jew, he's a Muslim. His dad is a model, he's a model. He thinks it'll look cool if he takes X and Q, but it just takes him off even now. And he runs down his pants, and he falls up his from the few things down in his room. And Rob, even though nobody hears this in you, at least I'm search engine optimized for sticks in you, y'all. Robin, stay in your room. Take your life, you make us embarrassed. Just hang out in Paris. Don't come back.
Whoa.
Robin, stay in your room. Only please miss your flight. Find an apartment in London. They probably have fun. Don't come back.
Please, this ain't a joke. Stay away.
Come on, guys!
No, really.
I should kill myself.
Robin, stay in Europe!
No, I greatly disagree with that.
hold on to your cock and balls. Full injection live cast.
Hi.
You're right. Let's just pretend that never happened and just start the show over. I agree.
I never.
This is your announcements, and be prepared for the metal injection live.
Yes, y'all. It's sorry, that's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And he was talking about how...
Injection.net.
Yes, y'all. It's another one. Or something.
What?
I don't know. I was trying to make a Biggie reference and I failed.
That was really bad.
Oh.
You made your voice go like all high pitch for no good reason. Also, I don't know why.
Yes, y'all. It's another one. Or something.
What?
I don't know. I was trying to make a Biggie reference and I failed.
That was really bad.
Oh,
and you made your voice go like all high pitch for no good reason. Also, why? It's more beauty.
We have a special guest today eating salted penis.
It's the best kind of penis.
Yeah, but what's our guest doing?
Yes, y'all. It's another one. Or something.
What?
I don't know. I was trying to make a Biggie reference and I failed.
That was really bad.
Oh,
and you made your voice go like all high pitch for no good reason. Also, I don't know why. It's more beauty.
We have a special guest today eating salted penis.
It's the best kind of penis.
Yeah, but what's our guest doing? Oh, that's
okay,
a girl.
Okay.
All right. Didn't quite go where I wanted.
Not salted, pickled.
Well, wait, Noah, penis, you like pickled penis?
The ska band, right?
Oh my god.
Noah used to love ska in high school.
reason I was eating their bacon cheddar burger.
Ooh. Sounds like a gay porn to me.
Little burp, and here's one right now.
Sour Patch Kids. A disgruntled Ronnie James. A disgruntled Ronnie James. More on this tragic story.
All right, people are keeping asking John. Keep.
Oh, I've had enough of you.
Why? Why have you had enough of me?
This is Chuck Flan.
Hello.
Hello. All right, I have a few chat highlights.
Hello.
All right, I have a few chat highlights from the music break.
Well, Rob, you have.
Introduce their most bitter flavor yet. They're calling it Mustaine Berry.
All right, people. R-E-O-N. Oh my God.
Talking in.
We'll see you next week, everybody.
Robert.